We celebrate this day, Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the events surrounding his passion. Word had been spreading far and wide about Jesus. He was a teacher, a healer, and a leader. Jesus was becoming quite a celebrity as Holy Week began. And yet, as the crowd waved palm branches and shouted Hosanna, the shadow of the cross loomed in the background. As he passed by the crowds, however, the cross loomed on the edge of night. Think about this for a moment. Can you imagine the emotions of Jesus as he rode that donkey into Jerusalem that day? The crowd's adoration did not fool him. He knew that public opinion was a fickle thing. Once you were a hero, and the next day you were out of office. But only Jesus knew what laid ahead before him, and he did not welcome it. He knew that rejection, pain, and death were patiently waiting for him the week that was to come. It was not the cup that he would have chosen for himself, because Jesus did not have a martyr complex. He did not willingly seek to die. Jesus only saw it as being obedient to his Father. Can you imagine for just a moment the disappointment Jesus felt as he looked into the faces of those people around him that first Holy Week? Disappointment with the crowds. The crowds that would shout, "Hosanna," one moment, and crucify him the next. Disappointment with his disciples. One would betray him. One would deny him three times. And yes, his three closest friends. The three friends that could not even stay awake on the job while he agonized over the cup the Father had placed before him. Jesus was face to face with disappointment. He knew it would end like this. But it was still hard to stifle the will to believe or hope that things might turn out in a better manner. Let's think about our own lives for a moment. You and I have to learn how to handle disappointments. It could be disappointment with friends. It could be disappointment in our jobs. And yes, it could be disappointments with the church. Yes, my friends, life is hard. There are disappointments out there that we will be facing. I'll tell you a quick little story about a man who received a call from an employment department in Florida. "We think we have a job for you," the caller said. "Can you pick lemons?" "Boy, can I ever," the man replied. "I've been married 5 times. Yes, there is no question that life is hard. There are hurts and many opportunities in our lives to make the wrong choices. Fortunately, however, life rests on God's shoulders and not on our own. Let's recall that scene today in our gospel. When Jesus knelt in the garden to pray, he knew that there would be absolutely no way for him to avoid the cross. But he did know that God would ultimately be in control. And yes, once you and I remember that God is in control, we can and will endure. Each and every one of us have or will face disappointments in our lives. So how should we handle them? Well, let's take a look for a moment at how Jesus handled it. First, Jesus suffered in submission. He let go of his will in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as he did this, he did so with complete faith and trust. Taking a look at our own lives can be quite interesting. When we were young and vigorous, we were all convinced that anything is possible. As years passed and we face life's many disappointments, we tend to see that anything is possible. Yes, it is possible, as long as God is part of it. Jesus suffered in submission. He let go of his own will. He responded to the situation in total faith and trust. when there are disappointments, we do. We do have to let go of our will for the will of God. This is how we become better and not bitter people. The second thing that we should remember about how Jesus handled disappointment is to remember that Jesus suffered with the knowledge that his hurting could be used by God. His suffering was not meaningless. We may not know the reason or the purpose for the disappointments in our life, but we do know that God can use those disappointments for his glory. No, my friends, it's not easy for us. And it wasn't easy for Jesus. Scripture tells us that his suffering and disappointment, in it, Jesus was fully human. Yes, Jesus hurt just as we hurt. He suffered and he died. But he knew God could use his suffering and his disappointment just as God can use our suffering and our disappointment. And finally, the last point, we need to remember how Jesus handled his disappointment. He handled it by knowing that his Father was listening to his prayers and was sustaining him. The presence of evil did not make him question God's goodness. Writer Shirley Nelson said that in her family, it was considered proper to hold in their feelings. Emotions were very private and were not to be shared with others. When Shirley's youngest sister died in a tragic accident, the family kept the display of grief at a minimum. The sorrow, the anger, the questions, and the depression, all of it was held in private. Only once did Shirley's mother give an indication of the inward pain that she was feeling, when she said, "I'm just thankful nobody can see my insides," she told Shirley. Well, friends, God knows what's going on in our insides. If we could have seen Jesus' insides during Holy Week, we would have seen his hurt, his suffering. But more than either one of these, we would have seen his love for the world and the love of his Father in heaven. Today, we celebrate Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday. We celebrate in the bright sunlight, but we are on the edge of night. Today, we remember Jesus' submission to the will of his Father. Today, we remember that all suffering, all disappointments can be used to the glory of God. Today, we acknowledge that even when there is evil in the world, God is good and loving. Today, you and I, we commit ourselves to the cross. We commit ourselves to carry the cross as Jesus taught us to do. So, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward this Holy Week, remembering always that God is there for each and every one of us in all things that happen in our lives.